Well, President Trump's targeted immigration sweeps in cities like New Orleans and Minneapolis have drawn national attention. The reach of his administration's policies extends far beyond those headlines. Lisa Desjardins spoke with one man caught up in what authorities call the Portland sweep, now entering its eighth week.
55-year-old construction worker Victor Cruz was detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement on his way home from work in Hillsboro, Oregon. Eyewitness video posted on social media shows ICE agents in civilian clothes pulling him over and arresting him. The grandfather of two entered the country illegally 26 years ago. He has a construction business and a work permit. Victor was detained in Tacoma, Washington for 3 weeks. Victor joins us now with his lawyer, Julia Breaker. Thank you to you both. You were on your way back from work when you were detained. Tell us what happened.
As soon as I saw them stop behind me, I knew that that it was ICE. They asked for my name. As soon as I get off from my car, I told them that I have a permit to work legally here. And one of the officers want me to show the ID. He told me, this means nothing to us. For us, you are still an illegal. And they just cuffed me and chained me on around my waist, my ankles, and they put me in their vehicle.
When you got in the vehicle, it seemed they were looking for someone else. What did you hear?
One of the officers have a picture of the man that they were looking for, and they were talking just to each other, asking if it was me, if it was the person that they were looking for. I was scared, terrified, and I was just thinking about my family. I didn't know at that time if they knew that I was arrested or not, so it was terrifying moment. As soon as they arrest me and we got into a immigration facility in Portland, Oregon, they ruined my fingerprints, and still they didn't found anything. And the other officer just told me, well, since you are here, we must take you to Tacoma.
You were detained for 3 weeks. There are a lot of questions about how the Trump administration's handling detention. What was your experience?
They put us in this cell with AC. It was really cold, and the room was is made out of concrete. The benches are concrete. In the cell that I put in the beginning, it was 80 of us, and the food also is not good. It was a lot of hours between one meal to another.
Julia, you and another attorney were able to get him out of detention. What is his status right now?
Mr. Cruz has what's called deferred action status, which means that the Department of Homeland Security has looked at his application and decided that they're going to defer any removal or deportation on his case while his case is pending.
But he was still detained despite having that status.
That's correct.
Is that lawful in your opinion?
No. Because when the Department of Homeland Security makes such a determination, it goes in complete contradiction for it to then detain that person and put them into deportation proceedings.
We did reach out to the Department of Homeland Security, and here's what a spokesman told us about this case in particular. She said, no one was arrested by mistake. ICE will continue to arrest illegal aliens who have no right to be in this country. Work authorization does not confer any legal status in this country. How do you respond to that statement from Homeland Security?
I think this statement by Homeland Security is an attempt to obfuscate the fact that Mr. Cruz's rights were violated in the process of this arrest. It simply doesn't make sense that the Department of Homeland Security would both grant him a status that explicitly says that he won't be removed, and at the same time, put him into removal proceedings.
Victor, I want to ask you, there is a fierce debate, of course, about immigration in this country right now, as you well know. Some people argue that you broke the rules when you entered this country, you did it illegally, and that you should be forced to leave. What do you say to those people?
I don't know if people can say that that it was a crime that I crossed the border without any proper documents, but I can tell to them that they are getting the wrong people in the cell that I was in. Like I said, it was about 80 people. 90% of those people that were in there had no records at all.
You now have ankle monitoring, your work permit. You were not given that back. What has this time meant for you and your family?
I'm not able to go to work, and it is awful because I'm the main provider for my family. So it is kind of a scare knowing that the bills and the rent are not gonna wait for us. My wife and I are very scared to even go outside to the store because there is still a lot of ICE activity around these neighborhoods. We also discuss about what we're gonna do in the case that I get detained again. It is sad that all this is been happening, but I told my wife and kids that if anything happened to me again, I just don't want to live the same nightmare again. I will just sign my my deportation right away because I don't want to go through this again. Sorry. It was so hard on, not only on me, on myself, but on my family. They don't think that they can go through the same situation again.
That's a discussion no family wants to have.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm so proud of them.
Julia Breaker and Victor Cruz, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.